Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Audacy podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Audacy app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Excellent text.
By the way, can I make an announcement here at the start?
Of course.
As reflective of the new administration, I will not be holding questions just for usual listeners of the Chad Harmon Show, not just the usual texters. I want to make sure that this is a First Amendment first kind of organization.
Yeah.
Anybody who has a question, no matter what kind of, if you are in a news adjacent program, we've got seats for you here in the Adam Carter press briefing room.
What a strong leader.
Opening it up to any kinds of questions.
Wow.
No longer will the questions just be allowed but from the legacy listeners or legacy texters, because as we know, our overall the confidence in those legacy texters has dropped significantly.
Dwindling.
So we want to open. If you have any kind of news organization, come on in. We have a seat for you.
How about this? Should they identify their organization they're tied to?
They don't have to, but praise helps. If you want to praise me, talk about the great job I'm doing, I will for sure make sure that I recognize you.
That's not new. Okay, let's not go that far with that.
By the way, I've been watching. I guess it's Ask Caroline Anything for the last half hour. You know, you've been harping on these this decision to freeze this money. We stopped. Get it. Get ready for this. $50 million from being spent on condoms for Gaza.
That's
a quote. That was a quote, my friend. So you can, everybody can criticize, but my tax dollars aren't going to $50 million for condoms in Gaza. Thank you, President Trump.
Who threw that in the bill, by the way?
I don't know, but
hey,
it's got to be the truth.
When they need food, they need housing, and by the way, they like a little something-something, but this isn't the time to bring a kid in, so let's throw... That's a lot of condoms.
That is a lot of condoms. I mean, $50 million in condoms.
What? I get it at wholesale, too.
My God. What does an average condom cost right now? Ask Adam.
It's been a while. You know, the XL. I mean, let's be honest with you. So I had to pay more just on based on material used.
Okay. That's not what I heard. Clearly from someone I was texting with last night.
Okay.
Somebody texted us. I mean, it's been a long time since I bought a condom. I got to be honest. Is it more the single pack? Is it the combo? What is kind of your standard right now?
I was always aware.
You should know these things.
Didn't they always come in threes?
Dave, do you remember?
Like in a pack of three?
Yeah, didn't a box
you can get three
of them in there?
Like a little small box, but you could buy.
Oh, you could buy them.
You know, 20 or 30 of them.
That's what you were doing, bulking up.
Yeah, I can assure you, Dave, the boxes of condoms I was buying, they weren't small. They were not small. Lobbied by the American Condom Association. Look it up. It wouldn't shock me.
Big
wouldn't shock
rubber.
Any of us.
Big Jimmy.
We're standing up. The Trump administration is standing up to Big Rubber. Congratulations. Ask Adam what age he'd be if he could choose anyone at all. Now, is that just, you think that's tied to a favorite time in your life? Or And let's say you stay this age for like 20 years.
Ooh.
What do you got?
I felt like, well, just based on, you know, or the question could go two different ways. Do you want a do-over at a certain age? But like for me, like the best, like physically fit and in shape I felt was like my early to mid-30s. So
early to mid-30s.
Yeah.
About when you met me.
Pretty much. She started going downhill a lot, very quickly. That I can tell you.
Let's see. Adam, what's your go-to at Breadsmith? Do you have a favorite bread?
I've never been to Breadsmith, I don't believe. But
haven't you? At Breadsmith, excellent.
That's a good question. Favorite bread? I love sourdough. I love a good rye, you know, even pumpernickel rye. I love bread. I mean, you know, who can't get enough of bread?
Dave, what are your thoughts on his sourdough selection?
You can do better.
You don't like sourdough.
Sourdough is fine, but there are much better options. Sourdough is just not quite as versatile as a more standard bread that can also be equally as delicious.
What do you just want? Hostess White? Is that what you're suggesting?
No, I'm not. I'm saying a good ciabatta, even a really good whole grain ciabatta. Bread is tremendous.
Get out of here with ciabatta.
Ciabatta's unbelievable.
No, it's not. It's ciabatta is what it should be called. It's not that good.
Well, hang on. We need the rim.
Ciabatta. Hey. That's why they pay you the big bucks, my buddy.
Hold on. I'm doing the tie thing right now.
Ooh, somebody, yeah. Irish soda bread. Yes, Irish soda bread.
Well, that's pretty good.
Good to dip in soup.
Raisins or no
raisins?
You know
what else?
Oh, no raisins. Get out of here with raisins.
Are you kidding me? We're debating raisins? Gross. Raisins. Dead to all of us. Where do you stand, by the way, on Irish butter? Do you seek out the Irish butter?
It's very good. And I just, you know, for some reason, we subscribe to both Food and Wine and Travel and Leisure magazines.
Okay. Hit the la-di-da for that. Okay.
But in the most recent issue of Food and Wine, it's a
con. Oh, you're reading it too?
Oh, of course. It's a Condé Nast production.
Just for the articles, though.
But they rank the world's best butter in the latest issue, and our butter that we buy is the top-rated butter, the Irish butter. I forget the name.
Irish butter was number one?
Kerrygold? Kerrygold, thank you. That was the top butter in the world.
Kerrygold, yes. It's tremendous. I agree. The seeded baguette, someone suggested. Yuck. Get out of here.
Baguettes. I think they're overrated. They look good. Like, you know, you got a baguette in your bag. You must be a, you know, bon vivant, you know, going home to create exactly. meal. Like,
you got a beret on, probably.
Yes.
You know?
Smoking a cigarette. You're wearing a mime
shirt. You know, women are lusting after you. Guys want to hang with you. And then you go home to your apartment.
To your stiff baguette.
By yourself. Yeah. And you have way too much hard bread. You know? Guys, I usually get a 100-pack of condoms at Costco for $26.99. It's the variety pack as well, yes. So a bonus. That's so good. Ask Adam anything. Phone calls work too. 651-461-9226. The app works. Adam had some excellent calls on the app, so click on that microphone. If you have a question for the Adam Carter Press Briefing Room, for Ask Adam Anything. Ask Adam Anything is now dominated by breads and condoms. That's all we're getting right now. Oh, my gosh. The Breadsmith pretzel bun. I love a pretzel bun. Yeah. What does Ask Adam Anything
stand on? Love the pretzel bun. But what's the go-to burger bun?
I think, for me, in an ideal world, it is the pretzel bun.
Is it?
I would say this. I would like the Trump administration is cutting back on budgets.
Yeah.
I think the pretzel bun is too big.
Yeah.
There's too much bun in the pretzel bun.
Yeah, I agree.
Cut
with
it down a little bit, man.
Doesn't need
Come
to
on.
Be as robust.
How about the Breadsmith honey wheat? I think the honey wheat is a very versatile bread.
I would agree with that.
Thank you.
Brioche, by the way. Brioche for a burger.
Brioche, yes. How about focaccia?
Get the focaccia out of here with that choice. See, two can play at that game there, Rickles.
Who is the modern day Don Rickles? And I know nobody's close. I know it. But who is, like, the best insult comic now? Who is the guy, Dave? Mancione? What is his name again? Why am I blanking?
Sebastian Maniscalco?
Yeah.
Is he kind of close right now?
Vanita will be interviewing him, by the way, either tomorrow or the next day.
Nice. Very good. Funny, we gave the tickets away. I mean, might not be the worst thing if it was on this show. Some bitterness coming out. Where do you stand on Yacht Rock 2025, the concert at Harriet Island?
Right in my wheelhouse if you're a middle-aged white guy. But no, there's some great acts. Father John Misty, Alabama Shakes is fantastic. The third day.
And they're back, right?
Yeah.
So is it the main? All the main folks are back with Alabama Shakes, correct?
I believe so.
I believe so, too.
But Sunday, too, you got Green Day, you got 311 and Sublime, who I often mixed up. Was that Sublime or 311? I can never remember. But like that's right in the wheelhouse.
Oh, Dave will not
buddies.
Like that.
Yeah.
Dave, tell Adam where you stand on 311.
I think you're confusing me with somebody else. I am very indifferent on 311.
I can take him or leave him.
I was joking. Hozier. I'm a big Hozier guy. Right. Take Off. Fallout Boy. You like them?
Yeah.
Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow, very talented. Train. You a big Train guy?
Yeah, a few songs. Where do you stand?
They're okay.
Okay. Harriet Island as an outdoor venue. Where do you stand on that?
Tough to get in and out, but it's a great spot.
Agree 100%. In the 80s, Sting one time and Van Morrison one time, both just on gorgeous late afternoon evenings. Absolutely fantastic. Sting, pretty much every woman and two-thirds of the guys all wanted to sleep with Sting.
Yeah.
The peak of his powers.
Oh, yeah.
At that time. Someone says Trump. Triumph, the insult comic dog. We don't see enough of him anymore, do we?
He was just around. He's been doing some stuff lately. I think he went to a Trump rally, I'm sure, a couple times.
Yeah, that happened.
Gervais, I don't really,
to celebrities.
I guess when he goes after celebrities, when he's at the Golden Globes, Jeff Ross, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a great one. For Ask Adam Anything, 651-461-9226, Melissa Hortman, in less than 15 minutes, she's dropping hints yesterday that a deal might happen today. Why not break news right here on WCC Radio? Let's go. Why do Minnesotans slow down and look at every single accident on the freeway? I'm going to expand it. Why do you slow down if it's on the other side of the highway and someone is changing a bleeping tire? What are you fascinated by?
I think it's just common courtesy. Just slow down a little bit.
Get out of here.
I don't think that's not exclusive to Minnesota, by the way.
It's only in Rosemount. That's where it's particularly awful. Tell people what you're doing for the birthday.
We'll be heading up north, same group of people that we usually go up with a couple times a year, up to Grandview and Nisswa, and do a little ice fishing. The weather looks great. We're going to go out, got some good friends, and just enjoy a great weekend.
All right, it's a bit breezy today.
Yeah. Thursday looks gorgeous, though.
Mid-40s. Yeah, I don't think Thursday is going to be as breezy. I haven't looked yet. Is the weekend good in the Brainerd this morning?
It's not. It's like, I think, mid or to upper 20s, which is fine.
Do you think on Friday, when you turn 50, this one's going to hit you a little bit?
Unless it's out of the blue, but like in advance, I'm not really thinking much about it. It's just another day.
I don't think, I mean, Dave, you chime in too. Do you ever feel like on milestone birthdays that all of a sudden it just overwhelms you? You know it's coming. Now, maybe you get together, you have fun, or maybe just have a normal day.
Yeah.
I don't ever feel just like, oh, my God, this is the day. It's all happening right here.
I didn't feel that way when I turned 40, but I've heard when you turn 50, you really start to think it's over.
Oh, great.
That's what I'm hearing.
I think you nailed it, as usual.
DeRusha says Triumph was just on the new Hollywood Squares with Nate Burleson.
Okay, Triumph, what is that doing on the Hollywood Squares? Are you serious?
Center Square, or is he off in a corner somewhere?
Center Square is always reserved for Paul Lind.
Can we go to 5835, Dave?
Just do what you want. I don't care anymore.
Okay.
I don't care anymore. I'm about to be 50. I've given up.
Nikki Glaser. Yeah, for sure. She's way up there. Adam, why do men have to remove their hats in public while women don't?
That's a great question. I don't understand that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Another one. Adam, if you're eating in bed, what would you be eating? How often do you have maybe lunch? You bring Jen, about all the kids, you gather in the bed. I'm watching myself here. I am watching myself for repeated opening show material. The whole family's having some lunch in the big bed, the massive bed that I'm sure you have at the house.
Not that, but every once in a while I'll have a sandwich and I'll like lay paper towels down and I'll just enjoy a sandwich while I'm in bed.
Get out of here.
What's wrong with that?
Get out. How about spaghetti? Chili?
Devin, we used to eat full meals in his bed.
Oh, that's true. I miss Devin. We should call him. All right, my brother. I'll talk to you soon.
You got it.
Adam, Robert Carter, potentially with Jordana back tomorrow. Melissa Hortman, after traffic and weather and news on CCO.